Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Abayisai. Good evening. We are in Chayves Halavavis, Shal HaBitochen, Perek Dalid. In my Lev Tov edition, it is page Shin Nun Beis. We began a discussion yesterday. We began a new segment of our discussion. What was that? We began discussing how you apply bitachon to mitzvahs that involve other people. Mitzvahs that involve other people, which was a combination of ben adam l'chaverim and adam l'malkim. Just to run through his list again of what he calls mitzvahs that involve other people. We have tzedakah, which is obviously ben adam l'chaverim, ma'isa, teaching Torah, instructing people to do the right thing, admonishing people from doing the wrong thing, being honest, keeping secrets, being faithful for the people around you, speaking good of other people, doing good for other people, honoring parents, kiruv, giving people etzes, caring for people, and then he added also, and when you are going to engage in instructing people and admonishing people, you also have to be ready to, for the next stage of this avodah, which is to be ready to respond right when they insult you for it. Okay, but whatever the case is, so what is the mentality of a person who does these things? So, afne yesha bitachon b'zeh. The way of going about it with a bitachon approach, meaning with the sense that I am dealing here with Hashem. And my agenda here is not to gain the approval of the people that I'm dealing with, because that's not the issue here. The issue is only about pleasing Hashem. So, sheyeh ha'adam tzoifen b'levavoy kol ha'maisim ha'elev ha'adayim alehem. A person should strive to do all these different things. And you should choose to do them and do what you can to do them. And these should all be part of a person's agenda in life. As we've discussed in the previous section, in choosing to do the right thing for the sole purpose of getting closer to Hashem. In other words, when you choose to do these things, do not let it become a solely social dynamic, an interactive activity. You should be doing these things for Hashem, please Hashem, and your main dynamic should be with Hashem. Now, the truth is that here we're coming to something of a conundrum. I'll express it this way. This is a question that has been asked in different forms. When I say, for example, you know what, I'll approach the question with an anecdote. There was a young man passed away tragically, leaving behind a young wife and a couple of very young children. This man was a student of the Meir Yeshiva, and many of the students of the Meir Yeshiva, many of the Rabbanim of the Meir Yeshiva, came to the Shiva. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the legendary Rosh Yeshiva of the Meir Yeshiva, came to the Shiva as well. And he went in to see the young widow. And he sat down, he looked at her, he didn't say anything. He just began weeping. He began weeping, and he sat there for a few minutes, just crying. And he was choked up, and he managed to get out, "Amokim inachem eschem," and then he got up and he left. And she later said that his wordless presence, he just sat there and wept, gave her the greatest consolation of all, from the many people who had come. Because she simply felt that there was someone there suffering with her, really understanding what she's going through, and really hurting along with her. And this epitomizes the levels of sensitivity, the levels of noiseb oil, of bearing another person's burden. It's a beautiful example for us to look up to. But then we come to the question, the Chavos HaLevavos has just told us that the point here is not the other person, the point here is to please Hashem. So, when I'm doing chesed, is my focus to feel the other person, or is my focus to feel Hashem? Is this about Hashem, or is it about the other person? It almost sounds like, the other person is not the issue here. Your focus shouldn't be on the other person at all. This is about you and Hashem. And it's a little confusing, because the other chavera is the idea that we're meant to care about other people, or is this all just another form of serving Hashem? It's basically another form of taking a lulav or something like that. What's the idea? You know, just to bring home the other side of the coin. You know, the famous story with Chafetz Chaim. That one time a young bacher came to be a guest in the Chafetz Chaim's house. And the Chafetz Chaim began making the boy's bed, setting up the boy's bed for him. And the boy felt bad that the Chafetz Chaim should be doing this for him. So he said to the Chafetz Chaim, I don't want you to trouble yourself on me. Let me make the bed. And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, 1 minute, when a person has an esrog, he wants to do the mitzvah with the esrog on Sukkot. Does the esrog tell him exactly what to do? You're my esrog. Let me do the mitzvah with you as I see fit. Which is kind of like, Chafetz Chaim was making a point here, but the point here is that, is this like completely something impersonal, and is it just about I have a mitzvah to do with Hashem? We certainly do know that you're meant to actually be feeling the other person. You should be seeking to do the best job you can in making the other person happy. But at the same time, it's supposed to be a Hashem-oriented activity. It's a confusing issue. To say it even more, you see in the Torah, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, that it's not sufficient. It's not sufficient to just give tzedakah, but Hashem tells you, I want you to also feel Him when you give the tzedakah. It's not just enough to give the tzedakah. I want you to actually sympathize with Him when you're giving the tzedakah. So, there's a fine understanding here, but it's very fundamental, and that is that yes, Hashem certainly does want you to learn to feel the other person, to try to feel the other person, to very, very much become attuned to the feelings and the sensitivities of the people around you. But He wants you to do it within the framework of His service, meaning, if you just do things because you're a nice person, and you have two completely different realms, there's Ben Adam Lamakan, and there's Ben Adam Lachavera. When I'm doing Ben Adam Lachavera, it's not about Hashem. It's just because I'm a nice person, I feel bad, etc., etc. You know what? That's certainly better than not being a nice person. It's certainly better than being callous. But nevertheless, it is not of the same value as a person who is approaching this because Hashem expects of me to be like Him in terms of caring for others. Hashem expects of me to feel toward His children the way He does. And therefore, I want to develop as much sensitivity to my fellow Jews as I can. I'm doing it in the context of an Eved Hashem. I am a child of Hashem, and therefore I want to resemble Hashem in this way. And I know that this person is someone who's beloved by Hashem, and Hashem cares about him very much, and therefore, I want to care about him too. I'm going to care about him too, and I am going to try to feel this person the way I know that Hashem wants me to. Now, this doesn't. This is a tricky business, because we are told that Jewish people have a nature of rachmanim, of baishanim, of going lechasadim, right, of being merciful, of being chesed oriented. This is the nature that the Jewish people have. And so am I saying now, no, completely eradicate that nature, and start from scratch. Go back to the drawing board and say, no, I don't care about the person next to me because I heard in the shiur that that's worthless. I am going to connect with Hashem, and then I'm going to say, oh, Hashem likes this person, I'm going to like him too. No. We have to understand that Hashem gave us these natures because these are natures that He cherishes, but He does want us to bring them into, to harness them into His service. The implication of this will be that there will be situations where you are expected to overcome your natural feelings of mercy, because that's what Hashem expects of you then. We want to certainly say that, yes, we have these natures because, once again, we are Hashem's people, and therefore we carry His genes, kiviyocho, a million times, so to speak. But we want to appreciate it in the right way. We want to say these are the natures that enable us to be children who resemble their father, children who resemble Hashem, to appreciate the fact that I have this nature because I'm a part of Hashem's family. And therefore, I want to develop this nature further. And then, yes, let it be natural that you feel for the other person. But again, the overarching umbrella of it all is that I'm doing it as an Eved Hashem. And in those situations where Hashem tells you, now, I want you to work contrary to that, you have to be ready to do that. And that is actually what grants the greatness to all of your other instances of chesed, of kindness, of sensitivity. You know what? That really is the profundity behind the mitzvah of eradicating Amalek. Take a step back. We talk about midas. Cruelty is a bad midah. Sensitivity, mercy, that's a good midah. Stinginess is a bad midah. Generosity is a good midah. Right? Laziness is a bad midah. Alacrity is a good midah. But really, that's all a misnomer. There really is no such thing as a good midah in an absolute way and a midah that's absolutely bad. The word midah means measure. We have different character traits that we have to use with the right measure. When we say something that something's a good midah, what it means is this is a midah that you should be using 98% of the time. So in a general way, using this midah is good. When we say something is a bad midah, that means that this midah has very little place in the life of a Jew. And therefore, usually, if you see it used, it'll be bad. But that good midah has the 2% where it should not be used, and that bad midah, so to speak, has the 2% where it should be used. And the test will sometimes be, are you controlled by your good midahs, or are you unleashing your good midahs also as a loyal servant and child of Hashem? And therefore, when Hashem demands it of me, I'm capable of reining it in. I say, I give this midah 98% rein. But I know how to draw the line in those situations where Hashem says no. Because at the end of the day, I'm not doing it just because this is where my heart is, but I'm doing it because this is what makes me a child who resembles his father. This is what makes me an exemplary part of the family, an exemplary part of Hashem's family. And that is actually, if I may say, the beauty of the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek. The vast, vast majority of mitzvahs that involve our midas are playing on our good midas, our midas of mercy, and our midas of chesed. That's the vast majority of the Torah's mitzvahs. But here the Torah comes with a message and says, but When Hashem says that now something else is called for, are you ready to do that? Or will you make the mistake that Shaul made and say, I can't do that. It doesn't work with my sensitive nature. Is your sensitive nature under the reins of your Avodas Hashem, or does it control you? Even our good, certainly our bad midas shouldn't control us. But even our good midas shouldn't control us. Even those should be brought into the framework, harnessed in our relationship with Hashem and defined by our relationship with Hashem. So this is really the answer to this question. Chassid Salvavitz is telling us that in a general way, certainly when you are actually doing tzedakah to a person, you should be trying to feel the person, trying to make him feel good, etc. But in a broad way, that those activities should be in the context of my relationship with Hashem. I'm doing it as a child of Hashem. I'm not just doing it as a humane person. I'm doing it as a child of Hashem. I'm doing it because I'm a partner, so to speak, in his business. And I'm doing it according to his instructions. And yes, I'm unleashing the nature that I have as a Jew to do these things. Okay, a little bit of a tangent, but a very valuable one. We'll end here for tonight. And Bli Neder, continue tomorrow. Kol Tov Raboisai, have a safe and successful, productive evening and future.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Very powerful.
Welcome to you.
Stay safe and healthy.